Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I seem to stay in a lot of hotels that have the indoor swimming pool. You can always tell a hotel has an indoor pool because their lobby will smell like a bucket of bleach. Do you guys have an indoor pool, or did someone just clean up a murder scene? Because my eyes are bleeding, and...
Monday, October 6th, 2025. There we go. It's the wake up call. Here we are, Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Kevin, how you feeling?
So cold. It is spooky season and cold weather.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a little bit warm today. I think there's going to be like a high of 84.
Thank goodness.
But then after that, though, I think Tuesday's going to be a little warm too. And then like rain again. Ugh. And then like back in the 70s, which Katie and I were loving.
Yeah. Cannot wait.
I blame you too.
Blame us. That's fine with us. Don't blame me.
You're welcome.
I have no control over the weather. Blame her.
Yeah, she does have the knees.
She's got the knees. Yeah. She's got.
And it happened. It finally happened for the first time. When I said, I can feel it. Look your weather app, and sure enough, rain. She was a coming.
Yep. And then it did, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But Kevin, you were feeling a little under the weather last week. So are you feeling better?
Way better.
Now, you went camping and you got rained on while it was camping. Mm-hmm. And then you said, I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie said,
you can't get sick by
from just the rain.
Which is backed by science.
Mm.
However, the boy then got sick.
Yeah.
So do we think that decades of science is wrong and Kevin's right? And
no.
You can get sick from getting wet.
I think I am right. So, because she said that, I did research while I was on the bed, okay? So, it's not technically the rain that gets you sick.
Okay.
It's being out and your body temperature not being used to being under cold circumstances. So, it jolts back or something like that. I was reading it when I was, like, on drugs, so.
Sure. Wow,
that's fascinating.
Yeah, now, that so it's like your body temperature control, not the actual rain, but.
I mean, it probably is more likely that you were in a tent and in cars with five other people breathing their air and their germs.
I'll go with the rain.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's fine.
Katie, how was your weekend?
We had the nicest weekend. Like, it was very low key. Went to my first Sac Republic game. That was so fun. The amount of stuff they do.
Who does?
The Sac Republic.
Like the soccer team?
Like the organization. Like before the game, there's like smoke starts rising up. Then parachuters come in.
How about that?
Then fireworks. Then, and you know what's cute? Both teams come out at the same time, which I find adorable.
Do they usually not?
I mean, not in other sports, they don't. Oh. But no, they come out like shoulder to shoulder.
Interesting.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Like, listen, guys, we're all in this together.
You know why? European sport.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a lot more civility.
Yep. Yep. So that was cool. And then Tilo did a bunch of barbecuing yesterday and like meal prepped a bunch of stuff.
That's great.
We are now the proud owners of a blow up hot tub.
Okay, right. This has been a whole saga.
Yep. So we had some hot tub time where it's just chilly outside. It's so chilly outside. But if you get in the water, it's not.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good. My son had his last performance for Beetlejuice. It was the first time I've ever seen him cry that a show was ending.
Oh, yeah.
He was Beetlejuice in Beetlejuice, but the whole cast seemed to like really come together and really bond over this one. They always bond, but this one they really bonded.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe because they're starting to finally get to the age where like, because little kids, they have friends, but if a little kid never sees his friend again, he's okay with that.
Yeah, they barely notice.
We kind of learned that during COVID when we pulled our kids out of daycare and stuff like that. Like, oh, that kid that we thought he was so close to, he hasn't even asked about that kid once.
Yeah.
But like now, you know, they're getting, my son's 13. His friends are all 13, 14 years old. And I feel like this is the age where you start to like realize how important friendships are.
Oh, okay.
And especially with something like theater kids, because theater kids are weird and they bond over knowing that they're not the only weird ones.
Sure,
you know? And we're kind of smattered throughout other schools usually. So like having a moment where you can all come together is important.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Because it's theater and it's not at school, we experienced this when we did Young Frankenstein,
mm-hmm.
where you spend such an extreme amount of time with these people and you are working together to create this thing and you're having so much fun.
Yeah.
And then you go from like 0 to 60.
You mean, well, it's almost the other way around. I don't know what.
Well, 0 to 60 in that like.
That you're with them all the time.
And then
60 to zero.
Smash cut. And then you just
never see some of them again.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, I used to, when I like was doing like back-to-back shows when I was younger, go through like, it was the first time I felt like, oh, I'm having a depression.
Oh.
Because you go from being so busy and being so connected to these people and they're such a big part of your life to nothing.
Yeah.
And that was always very tough for me.
Yeah. So
closing a show is tough.
Yeah. Well, for Connor, he's got another show that he's doing already. But like, besides that though, it was sweet to see how emotional they were all getting.
But it's not really about like just doing a show. There's something about also like saying goodbye to that show.
Yeah.
You know, you're done singing those songs.
Yeah.
You are done with that choreography.
The costume that you wore every night.
I mean, I remember because Young Frankenstein was the first time I got back into theater after a very long hiatus. And I remember the last time I took my costume off and I like it makes me emotional just thinking about it. I put it on the hanger and I was just like looking at it and like, oh, I'm never going to wear this again.
Thank you.
I felt that way.
What's that lady that wants to declutter your life?
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, you Marie Kondo'd your costume.
I sure did.
Thank you for the time we spent together.
I did.
You know, what was really funny was that the costume that I wore in Young Frankenstein, which, by the way, was a musical that Katie and I did 3 years ago together. I saw that costume again on stage.
Oh, I see mine.
Worn by my son.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, he came out on stage and I was like, that's my costume.
One time I thought it was cute because Audrey does theater there as well.
Yeah.
And for those people that don't know, backstage, they give you like clothes baskets, and that's where you could just throw like your miscellaneous like costume items that you don't hang up. So whatever it is, you can put your jazz shoes in there and your tights and everything. And one time same thing goes for the kids. They do the same thing and you have your name on it. And I could see that my name had been crossed out and hers had been put on there. And I was like, you have my basket.
That's adorable. That's fun. Yeah. So, by the way, if you ever have a chance to go see a show at the Rockland Community Theater, regardless of who's in it, you should do it. It's a really great theater. And Beetlejuice was incredible. Britney Spears is the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not following her on social media, honestly, why? Why not? You can't justify it, and I don't care what you have to say about it. And she posted something that caught Katie's attention early in the morning. And I don't know what it is, but whenever Katie's like, oh, Britney, I get so like excited, physically excited.
Yeah.
So what did Britney do now?
She made a post. She was dancing.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay. Camera's too high. Slept in her makeup. Wearing some sort of sexy costume. She is in the post. She says that her boys had to go back to Miami.
Okay. They live in Miami? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they live in Hawaii with K-Fed.
Miami is not in Hawaii.
I'm sorry, Maui. Maui. Excuse me. and she said of her dancing, this is the way I express myself and pray through art.
Beautiful.
Now, remember, much of the time, she's hardly dressed.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you pray and you're praying.
It's okay? Up to you.
Get to God however you mm-hmm. can. Then she goes on to Father who art in heaven.
Oh, she's writing the prayer out.
I'm not here for concern or pity. Okay, that's a relief. I just want to be a good woman and be better. Okay. And then she says, hey, everybody have a brilliant day. Then there's not a PS. She goes straight to PSSS.
Wow.
Okay. Now, one of the things you'll notice in this dance video, she's wearing a knee brace. She said, PSSS. I fell down the stairs at my friend's house. It was horrible. It snaps out now and then. Not sure if it's broken, but for now it snapped in. Thank you, God. So there's so many parts of this.
Right.
Number one, the idea that she's just wearing like a flesh colored elastic knee band. It's not one knee brace. It's not one with hinges on it that goes all the way up the thigh or anything. It's like what you would put on because, you know, you got a little arthritis.
Yeah, yeah.
She's dancing. So the idea that she doesn't know if it's broken is very funny to me. The thing that stood out to me the most in this, Britney Spears has friends?
Right. Well, she must have people that are hanger-ons. You know, I think, okay, I'm looking at it now, by the way. It looks like she's wearing, she has bruises all over her arms, too, in this.
Does she?
Look at it again. Look at her right, well, both arms.
Oh, she does. But her on really the right one has bruise. A really big one. And then the left one has little bruises.
Well, she fell down the stairs, you guys. So
I've fallen down the stairs.
I don't look like that when I fall like down this. The stairs.
I mean, I...
What did she do? Take a running leap down the stairs?
I mean, she must have not slipped.
She looks
she
like
must have tumbled down the stairs.
She looks like she's holding back tears in one of these shots. By the way, if you've never seen a Britney Spears dance video on Instagram, they're edited manically. Like, there's not, it's not like, she took out an outtake. Like, she's just kind of, she edits how the wind blows, however she feels it in the moment. So sometimes it looks like she's like on the verge of crying, and then it just cuts.
Okay.
Oh, now she's walking away from the camera. She's playing the piano a little bit.
Uh-oh. Okay, now what I love is that the dress she's wearing is see-through. She's wearing a lime green thong. So that's a choice. Hangers on. I'd like to think she has friends. Why wouldn't she have some friends?
Who? Her behavior alone is proof that she doesn't have friends. Because a real friend eventually would be like, "What are we doing? What are we putting out in the world?" Her own sons stopped talking to her in part because of her videos. Like, if your own children,
I am certain it was for more than that.
Oh, I'm certain it was for more than that too. I said in part because they did say that, like, your like behavior on social media is kind of nuts.
But here's the thing. What if you have friends that are just as cuckoo as you are?
Well,
birds of a feather. There's a whole expression about it.
That's true.
So, I mean, she might have real friends that, like, it's crazy. Here's why I don't think they're hangers on.
Okay.
They made her come to them.
They made her come to them. Explain that.
A hanger on would be like, I'll be right there. No, it's fine. I'll come to your place. No. This is a real friend that was just like, I don't know. I already took my bra off. If you want to come over, that's fine.
Right.
That's a real friend.
Just careful. I do have stairs.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you're having marital issues or trouble in your relationship, the problem might be in the bedroom. And believe it or not, I'm not talking about sex. We're coming to this conclusion, or at least the theory of it, from the one of the greatest minds in America, Matthew McConaughey. He did an interview recently, and this is what he said.
So we have kids, and we go to our friend's house, and he has one of these double king-size beds put together, and all the kids sleep in the bed. But right, the wife's on one side with her side table and the husband's on the other side. And it's great when you got all three kids, but all of a sudden the kids get too big. They're out of the bed. And I wake up one morning and I'm looking over there and Camilla's like a football field away, man. I'm like, and there you go to bed at night. You like want to snuggle up. You're like, well, we got a cover. You come about 12 feet and I'll come 12 feet. You're like, man, this damn king size bed's not good for the marriage, man. This get rid of that son of a We got a queen size where we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
All righty. Oh. So he says a queen size bed is good for the marriage. Not, as he put it at first, two king size beds pushed together. There's no age where three kids are too big for two king size beds pushed together.
Well, I don't think he said that they were too big. I think he said they just like grew out of that.
I guess, but still, picture two king-size beds pushed together.
I feel like that's what, like, Kim and Kanye had.
That's insane.
Yeah, I've seen celebrities on, like, Cribs have that.
So, yeah, okay, if that's your bed situation, okay, that's a little weird. But a regular king-size bed, it's not the end of the world if you're somebody that just likes to, like, have your space while you're sleeping. Text in. Call 916-909-1065 if you agree or disagree.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay.
And it is so funny that we're talking about this today because I literally, my boyfriend D'Lo and I were watching TV yesterday and I turned to him and I said, I'd like us to sleep closer together at night. Out of nowhere. And we did. I said, I want to be touching you more.
Yeah.
And now that I'm tethered to a CPAP, and he does tend to stick to his side of the bed. He really doesn't move very much at night. And if he moves, he kind of moves further away from me, which I don't appreciate.
Right.
And so prior to the CPAP, my spot in the bed was basically the middle of the bed because we have a gigantic king bed, like an Eastern king, very, very wide. My part of the bed was the middle of the bed. So I was always touching him. Well, now that's a little bit harder to do, and I don't like it.
First of all, sleeping in the middle of the bed makes you a psychopath.
Why?
Or a toddler.
Why?
Because get on your side. Right. You're hogging the bed.
I that's
that's that means a third of the bed's not even being used.
Well, there's if I'm on my side and he's on his side, a third of the bed is not being used. So no matter what, a third of the bed is not being used.
That's point one.
Okay.
Point two. Sometimes some people just like to have their space.
Well, he doesn't.
It sounds like he does. It does sound like he does.
But I don't want... Look.
And you guys are basically newlyweds. Like, this is... Talk to me after you've been together for 10 years and then see how much shoulder to shoulder cuddle time you really want at night while you're trying to sleep.
I feel confident that I will.
Text messages coming into 916-909-1065. I agree with Gavin. Don't lay in the middle of the bed. It drives me nuts when my husband does that. And he also has a CPAP. If you have a CPAP and you can make it to the middle of the bed, that's like the good. Extra long hose. Yeah. What else? Text messages coming in too fast. I can't read them. My husband is a nuclear power plant at night. We need a king size bed.
What okay. does that mean?
He's well, running hot. Too hot.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. If somebody is too warm, I can appreciate that. And prior to my CPAP, I was a furnace because I was struggling to stay alive all night.
This one, I cannot snuggle. It's too damn hot. Give me my space. And I've been married for 20 years. This one, I agree. My wife and I have a king, and we both enjoy sprawling out while we sleep. Not a single person has texted in and agreed with you and Matthew McConaughey.
I tell you. And you know what? I'm glad to be on Team McConaughey. So screw you guys. He seems like he's having a good time. But like, can I tell you what's
even... He's high. That's why.
Whatever. Can I tell you what's worse?
Yeah.
Our couch in the TV room has two chaise parts of it. So it's like, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So there's like a chaise on one side.
Kick your legs out.
The middle of it is like regular couch depth. And then the other side is chaise. Mm-hmm. When he lays on one side of the chaise, I sit next to him on the couch where I'm on that side too.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
It doesn't sound like no, he wants doesn't. This. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've listened to this show, you know Kevin's hungry. not just like in the moment, like he's hungry, but like he also can't afford food. And there is something that he just discovered that he says could change all of that. And it's called what?
Food cubes.
Food cubes, Katie.
I am unfamiliar.
All right. Well, good news is we have our culinary correspondent, Kevin, from the Wake Up Call here to tell us all about it.
So it's super easy. They have silicone molds, okay, that where you can cook your food and just put it in the silicone molds and put them in the freezer.
Silicone, just so you know.
Silicone.
He's not saying molds right either.
Yeah.
Okay. Silicone mold.
We're here for food cubes, not grammar.
Got it.
And then you put them in the freezer and they freeze up. And then the next day you just pop one out, bring it to work, and then microwave it here. And then you got a whole meal.
Okay, so you make like...
I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
Yes, those.
I have a picture of it here in our studio on the monitors. They're picture gigantic ice cube trays.
Yeah, and then they're flimsy. They're
correct.
Silicone.
Yeah. And you can put, a lot of people use them for soups. A lot of people use them for stuff like that. And I got these from my mom for Christmas one year.
And
she loves them. She swears by them. She'll make a whole bunch of stuff, stews, soups, stuff like that. And then you just take it out of the freezer and then you set it down in a bowl and let it defrost, like just melt, and then microwave it to whatever temperature you want. She swears by it.
See, and then I'll never go hungry again.
And you still have to make it. You still have to make the food.
I mean, you probably could be putting stuff in Tupperware, but this is incredible.
Right? Why didn't we see this sooner?
The space that I was wasting during my souping days.
During your what?
When I was souping.
Oh, yeah, she had my, super, yeah.
My souping phase.
Did I miss this?
No, remember we would go to La Boo Boo, or not La Boo Boo, La Boo all the time to get soup?
No, this was my making soup phase.
Oh.
And I would freeze it in mason jars, but it was taking up so much space. I could have been food cubing.
You could have been food cubing.
Yeah, you should have.
Can we go back for a second? To say that you were into souping makes it sound like you live on the frontier.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like something that a woman that's home all day with her 17 kids would have time for. Like you wake up early in the morning while Pa is out there, you know, reaping. And then before the kids wake up, or maybe while they are playing with dirt or whatever they did.
Oh, just their favorite stick.
She's just chopping carrots.
Yeah, just has one of those waist aprons on. Yep. Not the full one.
Right.
Just the one that goes around your waist. I'm wiping my hands with that.
Defeathering a chicken?
Sure. Here's the good news. Anybody can soup.
You're right. That is good news.
And I mean, you can make soup just about anything.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So why don't you just go back to souping then?
I can't.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. My boyfriend doesn't believe in soup.
Like as an institution?
Well,
or like...
I once suggested if I should that I made some soup, and he said, "Well, that can't be just the like main course." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because I'm an adult man." And I can't just eat soup as my meal.
That's crazy. Did you tell him that, like, if it was good enough for the frontier, it's good enough for you?
I said, get back outside and shoot a boar. Right. I need one.
You're not out there hunting rabbits all day long.
Right.
How come you didn't bring soup in during your souping years?
Yeah.
I feel like I did.
We would have remembered that.
Okay.
Honestly.
We would have had something to say about some Katie-made soup.
I got
to
tell you. When I soup hard. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. And you could really put anything in it.
Well, stop saying that. That's not true.
Take anything. Look in your fridge. You'd be shocked.
I think you need to just clarify. You can put any kind of food.
Most any kind of food.
Like where Katie brings in soup for us one day, Kevin be like, is this a pencil?
You're like, is this gummy bear?
A toy car?
No. I mean, if you have a chicken bouillon cube, you're hitting the ground running. It's it's water, some bouillon, and then what you got in the fridge? You could do a little noodle. You could do some rice.
What is bouillon?
Flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Powder.
It just feels like something a king says. Bring me the finest knights and announce that they get 50 bullion each if they retrieve the princess.
You got some leftover meat? Put it in the pot.
Right. And you know what those knights were living on? Soup.
Yeah, they were. Made by their favorite wench.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So tell your boyfriend that. If it's good enough for the frontier and good enough for soups on a mission from God to retrieve a princess, he can have a bowl of soup as a meal.
I mean, now that I know about these food cubes.
Right. Let's start souping.
Now we're back on it.
Let's start souping.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so we got to talk about Taylor Swift. Obviously, she was everywhere since the release of her new album. That's to be expected. She was in movie theaters. Her documentary about her new album was the number one movie over the weekend. $33 million that thing made, which is kind of crazy. And she did a whole bunch of interviews, internationally especially. And it was there that she revealed a whole bunch of details about her wedding with Travis Kelce. One of which is, and I thought we knew this, but I guess we didn't because it's being reported as we didn't know this. Ed Sheeran obviously is going to be one of the guests, but Ed Sheeran will probably perform.
I did not know that.
At her wedding. And another one is that it's probably going to be a destination wedding. Here's the audio.
By the way, thanks for the invite to the wedding.
You're so welcome.
I don't normally like a destination wedding, but for you, I would make an exception.
Sick.
Where's it going to be? Do we know?
I will let you know. I'm going to let you know at a different time.
Okay, not on the radio. It's, fine.
Yeah.
But it's a yes, please. Yeah. And thank you.
Sick.
So a destination wedding, which I think is funny because I know that Taylor Swift is a human being who has a house. But for some reason, she seems like an omnipresence that she's just like the Holy Spirit. She's just everywhere all at once. And it's funny to think that she has a home, which would mean that she's not getting married in her town where she lives. So it will be a destination. I just assumed, yeah. Like, if she lives in L.A., yeah, she probably isn't going to get married in L.A. Or if it's in Kansas City, yeah, she probably won't get married in Kansas City.
Well, if you have access to the entire world, why would you?
And knowing that, is there anywhere in the world that would even be surprising or impressive when you're Taylor Swift? Like, she should get married on Mars.
Well, I don't know that it needs to be surprising, but I mean, like, maybe she wants to get married in an environment that where everything is like lush and green, so they go to Thailand or something.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I think the whole
I bet that there are parts of this earth Taylor Swift still hasn't seen.
Maybe the bottom of the ocean.
Okay,
and that's it. The whole concept of a destination wedding, though, just in general, and I wonder if she's doing this. Usually, I'm on board with it because it's a way to whittle down people who go to your wedding.
Like, just whittle the whole down.
Yeah, the whole concept of a destination wedding, I kind of dig because of that.
I don't know that. Oh, because of that.
Yeah.
You don't think that that's why people have a destination wedding, right?
I think it's why some people have destination weddings. I think there's lots of different reasons why people have destination weddings.
We have talked about, my boyfriend and I, D'Lo, have talked about, like, when we get married, do we want to have a destination wedding? And I just think that there are so many pros and cons.
Like what?
Well, I think one of the pros is it's, You don't even have to feel obligated to invite a whole bunch of people.
Right.
It's less of, I'm going to invite a whole bunch of people and most people won't come. Because that feels so disingenuous to me. Plus, you might have people come that, like, you didn't really want there. You just didn't want it to be awkward because you didn't invite them.
Right.
And then they end up showing up. And then the people that you really do want there aren't there. I feel like for the most part, though, it's very limiting.
I think that's the point. My wife and I got married here in Sacramento, but it was a destination wedding for like 85% of the people who...
Oh, no, that's... A destination wedding can't be where you live.
It was...
Well, they just traveled for a wedding.
A des...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think destination's more like...
Nobody lives there. Yeah. Everybody has to travel.
Like Italy or France.
I thought the destination wedding was just if people have to travel, that's a destination wedding.
No.
If the bride and groom get married where they live.
Oh, okay. Well, then we didn't then, I guess. But it was nice, though, because there were a lot of people that couldn't come. And it was...
Why would that be nice?
Because it kept our costs low.
I know, but why invite those people then?
Because out of obligation. See? Because the family... you're one to talk, Kevin. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of people in your family that you'd be like, I mean, my mom says I have to invite my aunts and their kids. And like, there's relatives that you just feel like... Somebody in your family would get mad at you if you didn't invite them, but you don't really want them there, you know?
And I would invite most of my family.
Because you want them there?
Yes.
Or out of obligation?
Because I want them there. Because my family is very small.
It seems really big.
No.
He always has relatives staying with him or coming from Vietnam.
Yeah, it's only my aunt and uncle and mom's cousins. Cousins.
All right.
And then my dad's side is all...
In Vietnam.
I had a really big family. So it was like, if I could get that down a little bit, that'd be great.
I'm far less concerned about inviting family and having family attend or not.
Yeah.
As I am just like, so-and-so is going to know that they weren't invited and see it on Instagram. It's like, I don't want to deal with that. You know, I don't want to.
But if you have a destination wedding, you can avoid that.
What if they decide that they can come?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
Or you could have a destination wedding, and because of that, just automatically, you can even put a statement out saying like, oh, we decided
that's
to get married in France.
That's why I'm saying that's one of the pros.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's like, oh, we kept the invitation list so small because it's a destination wedding.
So what's the con then?
That people couldn't afford it. People that I want there can't afford it. Or people would feel obligated to spend their money to come. And maybe that's their vacation money. I don't want people to have to spend their money to celebrate me.
Well, then, unless they turn it into a vacation.
Well, what if that's not where they want a vacation?
Yeah, I guess. Well, then they have their own free will.
I know, but
Kevin,
I mean,
you
like,
don't have a lot
you
of money.
Had your own free will, but you still invited people that you didn't want to your wedding.
That's true. That's true. Well, I mean, no, everybody that was at my wedding, I wanted to be at my wedding. But Kevin, you don't have like a ton of money.
Mm-mm.
If Katie got married and it was somewhere in Europe, would you go?
I could not go. Oh. So my friend recently just had a wedding in Italy that I had to miss because I couldn't afford it because it's so expensive. You have to fly out there and then rent a tux out there.
That's
get
crazy.
Transportation, hotel and stuff.
Don't even invite people. If you're getting married in Europe and you're just a normie, just don't invite people.
I agree with that. If there's not a men's warehouse close by, then don't invite me.
Put a post on Facebook that says, here's where we'll be if you're in the area.
I can't imagine what it's like traveling with a gown, but traveling with a suit is ridiculous. Yeah. You have to put it in its own like little satchel. You have to carry it around like it's like, you know, Paris Hilton's puppy.
Also though, like if you do a destination wedding, like do you go there first?
What do you mean?
Well, like do you go check out the venue?
Well, yeah, I'd imagine you would have to.
This is getting pricey.
Sure, yeah. Well, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have the money.
I wasn't talking about me.
What are your thoughts? Text them in 909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, we're going to be talking about a gaming championship for Mortal Kombat on the Wake Up Call. Never thought this day would come, Kevin.
Oh my God, this is exciting.
And the reason why is because the winner of the Mortal Kombat Championship did something that made her winning harder, but people have such a problem with what she did. Here are the details from the news report.
Well, a new mom is going viral after winning a Mortal Kombat tournament while holding her newborn baby. What? The game?
Yes, she was doing it while she was holding her newborn baby.
The gamer known as Legion competed just 5 days after giving birth via C-section. Oh my gosh, she's incredible. And she took the top prize. Does she also have blue in her hair? I'm obsessed with her. She beat three other players, including her husband, all with a baby in her arms. Legion joked online saying, I only won because she coached me mid-set.
Nah.
She's fun. 5 days after she gave birth?
Via C-section.
Via C-section.
Girl, stay home. Why are you at this competition?
So you...
I'm pissed for her.
You're pissed for her.
Well, her newborn.
You're pissed at her.
Yes.
Okay.
The baby literally just came out of her C-section, and then she went to this tournament?
I gotta tell ya, this is red flag city to me.
You know how dirty gamers are?
Kevin, aren't you a gamer?
I am a gamer, so I can say that.
Right.
Like, some of them don't bathe, there's gonna be germs, and you brought a newborn baby to this tournament?
You know what?
This is shocking.
I am so happy to hear you saying all this.
I'm for the babies.
Because I thought you were going to find this impressive. I thought it was going to be alluring. I thought you were going to think, well, I want my baby mama to be like this. Can I tell you the worst part of this whole story?
The baby could get sick.
I mean, that's pretty bad. Okay. And for those listening that don't know this, please understand that having a C-section, I know we act like it's nothing. It is very major surgery. Major surgery. Okay. You know what the grand prize was?
What was the grand? Yeah.
$28.
$28?
$28? Unless I read it wrong, I'm pretty sure it was $28.
No, I think you read it right.
She just won $28 for this.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at her.
I'm looking it up.
No.
It's right?
Yeah. Yeah. $28.
Then how is this a championship if the grand prize was $28?
Well, you tell us.
I don't know. Because when you look at the pictures, it looks like the same place that you'd see a Pokemon tournament. Like, it's just folding tables and chairs.
So it's like a community college tournament.
Okay.
Even more reason not to bring your baby. For $28, I will give you $28. Keep your baby at home.
Okay. She went through highly complicated and risky pregnancy, and she had to have a C-section because she developed something called a uterine window, which is a dangerous thinning of the uterus.
Wow. Oh, I hate that title. Holy cow. 5 days after all of that for $28 in a Mortal Kombat competition.
And I gotta tell you, everybody in this room looks exactly as you expect them to.
Yeah.
Not dirty, but definitely kind of dorks. But you know what? That's fine. Wow.
$28. Wow.
Imagine somebody in that room having like unknown meningitis or something like that.
Of course.
And then the 5-day-old baby that has no immune system gets it and something really bad happens.
Well, you got to use that your $28 for your medical costs.
That's not even enough for a copay.
No.
For a Mortal Kombat competition. And it is kind of funny to like hear like that news reporter like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. It's like, if this was almost anything else, like if I judge people that I see walking around the state fair with babies that are less than a month old. It's like, what are you doing? How about you just rest a bit?
Well, even for yourself.
Take a breather.
This is your opportunity where you can say, no, I can't go.
Right. You know what this is? This is no different, though, than the people that are like, baby's not going to change my lifestyle. And you see them out there with like a 3-month-old still at the winery, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
And really, at the end of the day, there's not much of a difference. you know,
than a 5-day-old and a 3-month-old?
No, I feel like
there's a big difference.
No. With like the kind of parent that would do this.
I still think if you take your baby somewhere at 3 months, it's extremely different.
Has the 1-month-old on a hike, you know, or something like that strapped to them. And it's like, you couldn't just not hike for the day or just for a month or something like that. But anyway, though, I guess congratulations.
We don't want a mom shame for $28.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She loved the weather over the weekend. Was that performance enhancing? Are you smarter than Katie? Da 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 da. And we got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. And the jackpot is $260. And we're playing with Liz this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Win or lose, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park. You like getting scared, Liz?
I do.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's the premier scare park in the Sacramento area, so congratulations there. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Katie has left the studio. 5 questions. Here we go. Question 1, President Trump has deployed more military to the streets of Chicago at the same time that a federal judge has stopped him from deploying them to Portland. Trump says the military is needed to help ICE against violent protests, but that was disputed by local law enforcement. So he lost that case. True or false, Governor Newsom is suing the White House over the Portland deployment.
True.
Question 2. Rite Aid has officially and permanently closed every location they have. This is because of filing for their second bankruptcy and being $4 billion in debt. Spell the word permanently.
P-E-R-M-A-N-E-N-T-L-Y.
Question 3. Actress Ayo Edebiri who plays Sydney on The Bear, is in a movie with a lot of Oscar buzz. And in the movie, her character has to slap co-star Julia Roberts, and Julia told her to do it for real. And she's been talking in interviews about how uncomfortable that made her. Historically, slapping somebody with a glove meant what?
Oh, I don't. I don't know, like F you. Like F you.
Okay. Question. Question four. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez was arrested over the weekend for assault, even though he was the one that got stabbed. It seemed like he was drunk and he picked a fight with somebody, which started a fight, and then that resulted in him getting stabbed. Sanchez played 10 years in the NFL, most of which was with what team?
Mark Sanchez.
3 seconds.
Three, two, one.
One.
Is it the Eagles?
Moving on. All right. Question five. Diddy was sentenced on Friday, and he got 50 months in prison for the two prostitution charges he was found guilty of. The judge credited him with 14 months that he already served. So how many more years will he be in prison?
So 50 months minus, what did you say, 18? No, 14. 14. 50 minus 14 is 36, so he'll be there for 3 years.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Liz, who are you talking to out there?
Nobody.
Her dog.
You're talking to your dog?
I'm talking to my dog, Walter Eugene.
Walter Eugene.
That's so cute.
What kind of dog is Walter Eugene?
He's a Yorkie poo.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my God.
I love that he's little. That makes it
so much better.
Cute. He's teeny tiny.
Do you refer to him by... Now, is Eugene his middle name?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so does he get called Walter Eugene only when he's bad?
He gets called... He's always bad. He's chewing some tattoos right now. Like, names at all times.
Oh my God, Liz, you're so funny. Liz is now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. President Trump has deployed more military to the streets of Chicago, and this is happening at the same time that a federal judge has stopped him from deploying them to Portland. Trump says that they need the military to help ICE fight against violent protests, but on the local level, nobody is saying that there are violent protests, so that's kind of working against him. True or false, though, Governor Newsom is suing the White House over the Portland deployment.
Oh, probably. Yeah, sure, true.
That is true. It's because President Trump also illegally deployed California's National Guard to Oregon. Question two, Rite Aid has officially and permanently closed every location they have.
Really?
We hardly knew ye. Yep. This is their second bankruptcy and they're $4 billion in debt.
Why don't people want to go to Rite Aid?
I don't know.
Don't they have ice cream there?
We've got CVS.
What's the difference?
No, no ice cream at CVS. People hate ice cream.
No, not in my house.
Spell the word permanently.
Permanently. P-E-R-M-A-N. Permanently.
We got it. Took us a while, but we got there.
Whew.
Question three, actress Ayo Edebiri, who plays Sydney on The Bear.
Oh, God, she's so great.
She is great. She's fantastic. She's in a movie that has a lot of Oscar buzz, and her co-star is Julia Roberts. In the movie, her character has to slap Julia Roberts, okay. And Julia told her, do it for real. And she's been talking in interviews about how uncomfortable that made her feel, like somebody she grew up watching.
Sure, of course.
Idolized.
If anybody said, slap me for real, I'd be like, and probably do it so many times.
So many times. Historically, slapping somebody with a glove meant what?
Like, we're going to duel each other.
Yep. Challenging somebody to a duel.
I like Liz's answer better.
Which was what?
F you.
F you.
Question four. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez was arrested over the weekend for assault, even though he was the one who got stabbed.
That's terrible. Wait, he got arrested, but he was the one, he was the stabbee?
Yes. He. They reviewed footage, security footage, and found that he was drunk, and he picked a fight with somebody, and the fight resulted in him getting stabbed. But so he was arrested at the hospital.
They couldn't... Oh, that's weird.
Sanchez played for 10 years in the NFL, most of which with what team?
Buffalo Bills.
Ooh. You answered that so confidently, right.
Oh, because I have never heard of this person.
He played with the Jets. Played with the
same
Jets.
State?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, same state, even though the Jets technically, they play in New Jersey, which I always thought was weird. But anyway, though. Question five. Diddy was sentenced on Friday to 50 months in prison.
Yeah.
And the judge did credit him 14 months that he already served. So how many more years will he be in prison?
Oh, he gave him, okay.
14, he gave him 14 months.
I guess three?
That's correct.
Okay, because I knew it was four and change, right?
Yeah, there you go. All right, Liz, are you there?
I'm here.
We demand that we meet Walter Eugene.
Yeah. Can you email us a picture?
Hell yeah. Okay. I mean, sorry. I probably can't say that on the radio.
No, you can say hell. Yeah. Anything. You can curse as much as you want when
you
it
just
comes
can't
to
say,
Walter
yeah.
Eugene.
Yeah, we want to see what Walter Eugene...
Can you email Katie at endonline.com?
Hang on. End, E-N-D?
Yeah. So Katie, K-A-T-I-E,
at end...
Uh-huh.
I love how seriously you're
online.
Taking this. Yeah.
No, she's a good mom. .com.
Now, a picture, I can't kiss a picture. So I want everybody to think about that. We need to kiss Walter.
Bring him down to the studio.
Okay.
I don't care.
Bring him down today.
She goes, I don't care.
Bring him down this morning. We want to kiss him.
Well, I have to go to work right now.
Boo! Quit your job.
Bring him down after.
Nope, that is incorrect.
Nope, don't.
Final score. Liz and Walter Eugene got 3, but Katie got 4.
Oh, I hate to beat Walter Eugene.
Katie wins.
A bad little boy.
A bad little boy. Boo indeed. What is it that you guys want to tell us?
Walter Eugene and I are not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I want to play a news clip for you. This story comes to us. Where does this story come to us from? It comes out of San Bruno. Okay, so in our area. And there was a cop that pulled over a car for an illegal U-turn.
Think autonomous cars are programmed to follow traffic laws? Think again. San Bruno police pulled over a Waymo car with no driver Friday night while conducting a DUI crackdown. They say they spotted the Waymo making an illegal U-turn in front of them. The department shared this photo of the unusual traffic stop. They did not issue a citation because there was no driver. But for those saying that's unfair, a new state law will take effect next July, enabling law enforcement to issue citations to operators of driverless vehicles.
So there's a lot there. Okay. First of all, love the brazenness of the Waymo to make the illegal U-turn right in front of the cop DUI checkpoint. Okay. Second of all, did not know that Waymos sometimes broke the law or didn't drive traffic patterns and stuff.
I certainly didn't know.
Have you been in a Waymo?
Not yet. I really want to.
I kind of do too.
My boyfriend does not want to.
My brother did. I remember him getting into a Waymo when they first hit the Bay Area. And he sent me a video and he was like, this is unnerving. But I feel like now we're all kind of used to it enough that we would be okay with it. But Waymos are wild. And I like to project, I think it's because maybe they're all like kind of like girlish cars, you know, they're all like your Camrys and like,
Not Teslas.
I don't think so. I think they're like regular cars.
Okay.
And I love the innocence that I project onto a Waymo of just like, they're just there
they're
to do
just
the
doing
job,
their job,
smiling the whole time.
Yeah. Just showed up. Ready to work.
Like one of now, if anybody remembers when there were protests happening in LA when ICE was really there, You probably saw, if you saw any, like, you know, conservative media, cars upside down and on fire. There were only two, and they were both Waymos. And I find this part so funny that those Waymos were ordered to the protest. They know that for a fact. Somebody in the protest got his phone out, ordered a Waymo specifically to flip it over and light it on fire. And the idea, like I said, of the me projecting a personality onto a Waymo, of a Waymo getting an order and just being like, oh, downtown LA. I love downtown LA. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. I'm like driving to the protest.
Don't worry, buddy. Almost there. Yeah. Oh. Sending notifications. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Quite crowded. Quite crowded today.
What are you doing here, guys?
Weird. It's out of rush hour. Well, hey, fellas, what are you doing crowding around me? They start rocking it back and forth. Okay, what's going on?
Whoa.
Oh, a little rough. A little rough.
Hey.
Ha! Ha! Help me! All the way over.
Hot.
And then, like, when you see a turtle upside down, like, the Waymo's probably just like, could somebody flip me over? I've seemed to have fallen on my back.
Don't worry, guys. I'll get you to your destination.
Is it getting hot? Is it getting hot in here for anybody? I don't know. There's just something about that makes me laugh. But yeah, so that's the Waymo part of it. How about the end of that report where the reporter said there's going to be legislation in California that we're going to start giving tickets to the programmers of Waymos for...
Well, I think that makes sense. If you're programming your car the wrong way and it's creating a hazard and
I guess
it's dangerous, then... Well, yeah, it probably has to be treated the same as, like, a real person.
I guess you're right about that. Yeah, it's just imagine, like, some ones and zeros programmer just sitting at home because he gets to work from home just typing on there, and then he goes to the mailbox and gets his mail. He's like, parking ticket? It's not my car. Be like, what is this? And they're like, oh, that's the Waymo you programmed. Yeah. Well, I did that like a year and a half ago. Yeah. Well, you got to update the software because it parks in front of a fire hydrant.
It's turning its wheels out.
Yeah, something really stupid. Something really.
In San Francisco, you can get a ticket for that.
Yeah. So anyway, though, so if you're one of these programmers out there, just know, you know, you're going to start getting ticketed for these things. And if you're a Waymo, just know I love you. And I think you're adorable.
Yeah, we do. And I would like to be in you someday, but...
I feel like you can say that. I can't say that. Oh, that's Waymo's slogan. Waymo, get inside me.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So... the last couple days, I've had to do something here at work, and at first, I'm not proud of it. And after I read this report, I'm very proud of it. And that is walk around barefoot.
Be more specific.
Without shoes.
No.
Like, why?
In the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck no.
Specifically in the workplace. And the reason why is because... I have a mosquito bite on the heel of my right foot, and it is terrible. It's like the mosquito strategically placed it, and it rubs whenever I wear my Vans, it rubs right where it is and just creates the painful itch. Not even like a normal itch, the kind of deep itch that is painful. So I can't find my flip-flops, so I've had to wear them to work and then just kick the shoes off and just walk around. And it wasn't a problem, Kevin, until I went to the kitchen.
Kevin, you walked to the kitchen barefoot?
You. Yes.
Thank you.
And then people had a problem with it.
People should have had a problem when you walked out of here.
Well, the problem that they should have had, according to Fortune magazine, ever heard of her?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
The problem that they should have had is that not everybody here was doing what I was doing.
Why?
According to this article, Fortune magazine did a story about the emerging trend in the workplace, no shoes allowed. More companies are making their employees leave their shoes at the door, like going to your Asian friend's house.
What?
Yes.
Why?
It's supposed to create a more relaxed and collaborative work environment.
Okay, I need you.
Oh, Kevin's tone has shifted
a
little
bit. No, it hasn't changed.
He hardly said anything.
Right. I could see it on his face.
No.
Okay, you need to pick a lane, okay? Are you Mr. Dress for the job you want or aren't you? We're here to work and we need to buckle down and get serious? Or are you, just kick your shoes off, sit crisscross applesauce, who cares?
I'll answer your question by asking another question.
Okay.
Do we not believe in adaptation?
Okay.
Can we not say that, like, maybe the happy medium between both is just... maybe we need to be a little bit more relaxed. I'm not talking about wear a tank top to work one day, which we did have an intern do one time, and Katie had to talk to him about it.
He was wearing a shirt with cutoff sleeves and basketball shorts. And I said, maybe this isn't what we want to do in the workplace.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, okay, let's just leave our shoes at the door. Kevin, can I wear shoes inside your house?
No.
Why?
Because my house is clean.
Right.
No, right. That's also my house.
And you know what other people say about your house? It's relaxed and collaborative.
Okay. Let's say we start doing this.
Great.
Now, the people we work with now,
yeah,
I think we could all agree they're all clean, put together people. And I wouldn't mind seeing them with their shoes off.
Right. I don't think there's that a weak link in the bunch.
Okay. That hasn't always been the case. There used to be somebody that worked down the hall that exclusively didn't wear his shoes.
Yes.
And we were horrified by it.
Yeah.
Because nobody on that show seemed like, except for the girl, seemed like showering was a priority.
Right. Okay.
And certainly not teeth brushing either.
Definitely not that.
So you are now fine.
Yes.
With everybody, no matter who they are, showing you their nasty feet.
Oh. I'm fine with it. I'm clean. We're all clean. So maybe, just like how you had to have a talk with that intern,
yeah.
If we were to have a show like that here in this building one day, where hygiene, not in the top five of their daily concerns. We just have a conversation with them. Just like you had a conversation with our intern that one time.
And say what?
And just say, like, hey, you know, we're a shoeless company here because we're relaxed and collaborative, right, according to Fortune magazine. Maybe just you're an exception to the rule and you have to wear socks.
Okay.
Okay. Or slippers. I'll extend it to slippers. Or we're going to have to ask you to start showering every day and clip those toenails.
Ugh.
I just think that's an easy conversation. God. I'm not saying I should have it. I'm not saying any of us should have it. It should probably be left up to the suits in HR.
Okay.
Okay? But I will say this feels right. Now, do I want to be a general manager, a male general manager, instituting the no? Ladies. No.
Oh, my God. That's such a good point.
Take off your shoes. I'm not comfortable with that.
Let me see your feet.
It's collaborative.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I don't want to be that guy.
You get another snack.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Tom Holland, Mr. Spider-Man himself, was doing an interview. And during this interview, somebody misspoke. And Tom Holland didn't let it go. And he actually corrected the person who did the misspeaking. And we want to know, is this really something that should have been corrected? Okay? So I'm going to play the audio for you. Now, before you say anything, I know it's quite benign, this piece of audio. Okay? It's only 7 seconds. It's the point of the whole thing. All right, here it is.
I brought my daughter and she got to meet your girlfriend, and so I was father of the year.
fiance. Okay, there's more to the clip. I don't know why I don't have the rest of it, but he said it several times until the guy corrected himself and said, fiance. Fiance, my bad. Because Zendaya is his fiance. It's not his girlfriend, it's his fiance.
Okay.
Who cares? Is this really a big deal? Like correcting somebody over whether they call you or call your girlfriend or your fiance. Is it real? Does it really matter?
I think it would matter to me.
Text in your opinions, 916-909-1065. Why?
I think that it is respectful for Tom to have corrected him and said, no, this person is more than my girlfriend. This is my fiance. This is the person I'm going to marry. I think it is more out of respect for Zendaya than rude to the person that he's talking to.
Do we think?
Because what if somebody calls your wife your girlfriend?
First of all, I would think it's silly. But like, second of all, though, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, like, does it matter? And really, I feel like a wife is the only time that it does matter, because that is something. A fiance doesn't mean anything. Really, at the end of the day,
I totally disagree.
It doesn't mean anything. You haven't entered into any sort of legal pact. You're not filing taxes together. You're a girlfriend with a ring on her finger. No. I know people that have been engaged for years. And like, that. Well, when's the wedding? Well, you know, we'll get around to it. It's just, you know, we'll plan it when we plan it.
See, I don't even, D'Lo and I, who I'm in a relationship with.
Yeah.
We don't even like calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend because it seems too small. Like it almost feels like it's no big deal.
Juvenile?
Maybe. But it's also like it. We don't think that it carries with it the weight that our relationship has. Like, we prefer right now to say partner because he's not just my boyfriend, you know?
It's the same thing. It's the same.
I don't think it is.
Same, same. Or a better question that I have. Would you actually correct somebody, though, that said it? If somebody said your boyfriend was here the other day, would you go, my partner?
No, but when we're engaged, I will say my fiance.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would correct somebody over that. Because, like, really, there's no difference between girlfriend and fiance.
Well, I disagree.
What is the difference? The ring. That's it.
No, it is you guys have decided that you're going to spend your life together. And you have, like, made the commitment. Because if you have a girlfriend,
yeah,
that is not, like, foreshadowing that you guys are getting married. That means you guys are in a relationship.
Right.
When it's your fiance, you have a plan to be married.
So that's it? You just have to have a plan? Like, that's the big step toward, like, a new title for somebody?
It literally is.
I know, but, like...
You're saying that I'm making it up.
But there's no contract that's been drawn up.
Not yet, but you are closer than when you were just boyfriend and girlfriend, or girlfriend and girlfriend.
But what does that matter to anybody outside of your relationship? Why do we have to call you something
different?
Again,
it's not for you.
916-909-1065. Text in your opinions on this. It is for me when you're correcting me. That guy who just wanted to tell Tom Holland that his daughter got to meet his fiance.
First of all, that's a weird thing to tell Tom Holland.
Well, he's probably nervous, and I'm sure he's a nerd, you know, or something like that. But and don't get me wrong, Tom Holland has a reputation for being a very nice
guy.
Very
nice guy.
So I'm not beating up Tom Holland. I'm just saying the whole thing is
respectful for his fiance.
Yeah.
To say she is more than my girlfriend.
Okay, then how about this? What if it's flip the genders? There's no ring on the guy's finger. So if it's a girl doing an interview and then the girl's like, oh, I met your boyfriend the other day. And she's like, fiance. There's no way, unless, especially they're different because they're famous. But like, otherwise, it's like, now you've just detracted the whole conversation.
Well, there's a way to say it where it doesn't sound so crappy. You could be like, oh my God, we're actually engaged now.
See, that's nice.
That's nice. I'm really good at saying things in a nicer way. This is why I have to write all your emails.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.